Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends. I'm Michael. There's more to the introduction, isn't there? Where we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends over a million times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends.
And we're back again after what is becoming like our sort of trademark hiatus.
Well, this again was my fault. I had quite a horrible illness, and my voice was in and out. You can probably tell it sounds a little different now. I'm like a baritone at this point.
It's very sweet for you to take all of the blame, but it's been a rough couple of weeks for the both of us. Your immune system is falling apart.
Yes, it is.
My body is falling apart.
Yes,
I've had dodgy ankles and various parts of my back have been breaking on me. And
we're very old.
As we even as I sit here to record, I have a heat pack on my lower back just because the angle that I'm sitting on my chair isn't ideal. But, I'm getting older.
It's a labor of love now, isn't it, Michael? A labor of love.
Emphasis on the labor, but
emphasis on the love.
You know, your body starts to fail you. This is, people warn me about this when I entered my dirty 30s, you know, with
my
lifestyle's
70.
Finally catching up on me.
Oh, my God.
Where's my beer?
More importantly, where's Michael's beer? There it is.
But we are back, and we promise we're never leaving you again. The show is going to go on. We are going to finish the 10 seasons.
We will.
We're going to do it. We're going to try to be more regular. We've moved recently, and we've had various illnesses, but this is it. This is we're coming back onto it. Don't give up on us, because we won't give up on you.
We'll be there for you.
Indeed.
If you're there for us too. And you're there for us too? Because you're there for us too.
They are all of those things.
Okay.
We just finished watching season 5, episode 14, the one where everyone finds out. An episode title that I did not reveal to you on the last episode, which
right.
I'm sure you don't remember, but because it's a bit of a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
And true to form, it delivered on its promise. Everybody finds out this episode.
Yes.
We'll get to that all in good time. Before we go any further, I do want to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Ryan Walden on Twitter, at Ryan, RLWCLW21111.
That's a lot.
Now that I'm reading it, it almost sounds fake. This might be a robot now that I read it. I mean, Ryan, if you're real, I'm sorry. And also, you know, maybe invest in a more wieldy Twitter handle, because that's a lot. But anyway, thank you to you. he wanted to shout out because he's a huge fan, and you know we love it when people get in touch on Twitter. So Ryan, I'm sorry I doubted your existence, and we love you. He also wished you get well soon, because I did go on Twitter and try to explain that, you know, you're yet again the reason why we haven't released an episode recently.
Yes.
But he did also send us a very I'll say troubling picture, and we'll maybe post it on the Instagram. Even though we can't take credit for it, but it's a face swap of all the characters. And he quite rightly points out, the longer you look at it, the worse it gets. And it's like that classic one, they're like sitting on the stoop of some American street. It's the gang, the classic gang, and it's, oh boy, it's
So it's what, Chandler's face on Monica's body.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. Oh yikes, his is real bad.
And then Joey's face is on Rachel's hair, body, and you can see the classic Rachel haircut.
And then Phoebe's face on Joey's body. No, sorry,
no,
Ross's
yeah.
body.
So I think they've done a Chandler-Monica swap, a Joey-Rachel swap, and a Ross-Phoebe swap.
Look at Rachel on Joey.
I think the worst is Phoebe on Ross.
No, I think that
on
one's
Phoebe's
actually
face.
That's believable to me.
Oh no, I don't.
I think the worst is Chandler or Monica, and like those two are just, that's bad.
He's quite right. The more you look at it, the worse it gets. It's you know, you could almost fall into a chasm of just staring at it. Should I just leave that up for us to look at throughout the episode?
I don't know what to do. I can't look away.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it very much.
And thank you for the well wishes. I am on the mend.
He wasn't the only one. A lot of people did wish you get well soon, actually, because people care.
Aw, that's nice. Thanks, guys.
People just want us to get this over and
rear
done
in gear.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a little while.
We just keep them on their toes, Michael. Indeed. That's all it is.
You know, we're teases.
We are teases. Very much teases, yes.
All right, should we play Bamboozled?
Bamboozled.
It's the classic Friends trivia game where I ask Elizabeth 5 Friends-themed questions and score her at 5, and then we invite you to play along at home. And if you are able to score higher than Elizabeth, then you tweet us at FriendsPod, and we'll give you a shout-out on the show. And if you get an equal or lower score than Elizabeth, you should still tweet us in the honor system, and we will shun and shame you on the show. So, yeah, at FriendsPod if you want to play along at home. Okay, you ready?
Ready!
5 questions. This one happened just this season.
That means nothing for me.
Where were Ross and Emily planning on going on their honeymoon had they got married? Rachel ended up going there.
Somewhere in the UK or Europe.
Well, which?
Europe.
Okay.
Am I right?
I'll give it, yes.
Okay. Rachel, Italy?
Rachel came back all tanned.
Oh, crap.
And happy.
Greece.
Is that your final answer?
No. Yes.
Mamma mia, she got it right.
Yeah!
1 out of 1.
Wee wee!
It's been a while since you've had 1 out of 1.
It's been a while.
All right, question 2. What is a moist maker?
Why? You can't do that to me. You know I hate that word.
What is it?
It's when Monica or somebody dips the bread in the gravy and then puts it in between the sandwich for like the, you know, Ross's sandwich.
Yeah.
And like there's a layer of bread that's dipped, I think like soaked in gravy, that's put in the middle of the sandwich.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'm fine with that. You know, I thought you were going to fall into the trap and just say, oh, it was a turkey sandwich that Monica made. But no, you got it. Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yes!
Good for you. All right, question 3. 2 out of 2. Look at you.
Don't jinx it.
100%.
Okay.
All right, question 3. What does Dr. Richard Burke's son do for a living?
Oh, God.
We saw him in an episode.
I'm sure we did, Michael. I'm sure we did.
How did we meet him? In what context?
Dentist? No, that was Rachel's.
He was an evil orthodontist.
A doctor.
Go on.
He is a doctor.
I need more. I can't give you the point for that. Do you remember seeing him?
Nope.
You remember when he was in the episode?
Yes.
Okay, why was he in the episode?
I have no idea. I just remember that he was in an episode.
Okay. You don't remember what he was doing or who he was interacting with?
Nope.
Why would he be there? Why would he be there? Who would he most likely be interacting with?
Monica.
Okay. So why is he interacting with Monica?
Because she needed to go to the doctor.
But what kind of doctor?
The eye doctor.
Yes, he's an eye doctor.
Wait, really?
Just like his old man.
Wait, doctor. Really?
Yes, she got a bit of ice in her eye and she went to the eye doctor.
Ice? That would just melt.
Well, apparently
I don't remember that.
All right, 3 out of 3.
Oh my God.
All right, which famous actor stalked Phoebe in an episode? He thought he was stalking Ursula, but it was Phoebe. And then
a famous actor as in a real famous actor or one from the show that they say
it's
an actor?
It's a famous actor who played a character who was stalking Phoebe. I don't expect you to know the name of the character that stalked Phoebe, but I expect you to maybe know the actor who played him.
I have no idea.
No?
Not even a clue.
Of course, it was former WCW champion David Arquette, who would then go on to marry Courtney Cox.
Okay.
You would know who he was.
I don't know names.
If we were ever to sit down and record Friends on film and watch Scream, because he's in Scream, and you would know this by now. All right, so 3 out of 4. Still doing well.
Thank you.
All right, final question. And I need both friends, and I'm not going to give you multiple guesses. It's going to be your first 2 answers. You got to think about it. Which 2 friends almost had sex on a pool table? And I'll give you an additional clue. It was in a flashback episode.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, you have a 2 in 6 chance of getting it right. So you may as well just throw it.
I have no idea.
Well, it's... You do have an idea because it has to be between 6 people. And you can probably guess that it's not going to be like 2 girls or 2 guys. So you could name a guy and you could name a girl. And you have a, like...
Joey and Monica.
Okay, no, it was Ross and Phoebe. You could also, what? You know, actually you had less of a chance because it wasn't going to be Monica and Ross. Yes, in a flashback episode, when Ross found out that his wife was a lesbian, him and Phoebe, like when they had the bar, it was the bar before like it turned into the coffee shop, and like they almost had sex on a pool table. Okay, 3 out of 5.
All right.
That's not bad, okay. Not bad. You've been getting 2 out of 5s for like the last 3 or 4 episodes, so you're doing better. Good.
Thanks.
On to the episode. The one where everyone finds out. Season 5, episode 14. First aired on the 11th of February, 1999. I think it's your turn to guess the number of the ratings that it drew this week. The previous week was 24.9 million, and I believe if you win this week, you tie up the season.
25.3.
I'll say 25. And the correct answer is 27.7.
What?
This might have been one where people did see the episode title and tune in for that. But you've tied up the season.
Yeah.
It is 7 apiece.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Good for you. That put a smile back on your face?
Yes.
All right now? Good. All right. The episode opens. The gang are all gathered around in Monica and Rachel's, having some Chinese food. They look out the window and they see a familiar sight. It's old UNG.
Ugly naked guy.
He's back. We haven't seen him in a little while.
I know.
What's he been doing, I wonder?
He's been living his life.
Loving himself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We talked about how important that was in the last episode with Joey in his bag.
Totally.
They notice that he's packing. He's packing up boxes. He's moving.
He's moving out. Moving on out.
End of a GD error.
Error?
Error.
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 Now say squirrel.
Squirrel. He's anyway, you're taken away. We're losing a beloved character.
Yes.
Whom we've never laid eyes on.
I know.
It's sad.
So sad.
It's really, really sad.
Yeah. Are you gonna be okay?
I'll be fine. I'm worried about you.
Yeah, well.
Ross, being the typical self-centered megalomaniac that he is, manages to find a way to make it all about himself.
Yep.
He's like, hey, I can move into this apartment. And everyone, and Joey's like, that would be great, because then we can run tin cans between our apartments and call each other.
Yeah.
The tin can on the string.
Yeah.
Is that something you did as a child?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Uh-huh, kind of.
From how far away?
Oh, not that far.
Not far enough so that you're out of earshot of the person. So you could probably just hear them talk, right?
I guess, yeah.
It was always something, like, we never did it in the UK. It was always something we would see on, like, cartoons or American TV programs where, like, maybe, like, a parent would have it in the kitchen and the kid would be in their treehouse. But, like, treehouses aren't a thing in the UK.
Ah, you guys don't have any fun.
Did you have a treehouse growing up?
I didn't have a treehouse. Not one I built, but I would climb trees and play in them.
Yeah, we climb trees in the UK.
Well, I didn't have a built treehouse.
We didn't look on them with a sense of wonder and be like, oh, those are only for skywalkers. We couldn't possibly climb those branches. You condescending prick, yeah. How dare you?
I didn't say that. You took it to a new level.
Anyway, Joey hasn't lost his sense of childhood wonder. And it's nice, but Ross puts him in his place. And Chandler puts him in his place as well. Much like they did in the last episode.
Poor Joey.
I know. This guy, he needs to strike out on his own. The episode then opens. Ross is viewing the apartment. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
Nice, spacious, modern.
It looks pretty darn good.
Doesn't have the luxury of rent control. And he doesn't have a job. How's he going to afford it?
Well, I imagine he's saved.
He's got a kid and he had a wife.
He doesn't have a kid.
He's paying alimony.
No.
Do you think...
No, I don't think he's paying alimony.
Okay. If no, anything, I know he's not okay. paying alimony, but like... What was his job? He was like a...
He's like a research scientist, wasn't he?
At the museum?
Yeah, he's like well-paid a historian. Well-paid job? Yeah, like I would say that's really... He's working with fossils that potentially no one else is... Like, besides the archaeologists that discovered them, have worked with.
At one of the most distinguished museums in the world.
Yeah, I'd say he was making a pretty penny. I mean, think about it. He was one of the only people living by himself, so able enough to afford a place.
He had to, because his wife kicked him out. I mean, I don't mean to sound like Rodney Dangerfield, but I don't think Ross gets enough respect. You don't get enough respect.
No. We're not doing this crap. We are not doing this.
He doesn't get enough respect. He has a top job, and he just gets made fun of for being a bit of a nerd.
He's a sad sack.
Aw, man. Well, I would be too if I wasn't getting enough respect. Ooh, forget about it. Oh, no. That's not right.
That's real, real wrong and very, very bad.
I just don't think you know who Rodney Dangerfield is.
I totally know who Rodney Dangerfield is.
All right. Anyway, he loves the apartment, as well he should. He's like, I'm going to go fill out an application. So he leaves, and then Phoebe is like looking out of the window. And of course, we've established for many a year that there is a great view from Rachel and Monica's apartment into Ugly Naked Guy's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes without saying that it's a two-way streak.
Streak?
No, streak.
What's happening?
It's a two-way street.
Two-way streak or street, yes, good.
And she can see into their apartment, and what she's seeing is Chandler and Monica getting down to some business.
Well, they just start... it looks like they're having a very serious conversation, and then all of a sudden, they just ferociously start unbuttoning each other's outfits.
Like, hey, I need to talk to you. Do you want to have sex right now? And he's like, yes, I do.
Okay, good, let's go.
Let's do it. I will take off your shirt.
All right, I'll go for your pants. It's just like, really, it's strange, but then she's like, oh my God, yeah. And she finds out.
She like freaks out. She is shocked and appalled. There's a great where she's like, they're doing it! She's like pointing and screaming, and Rachel comes out, and she has to like pretend that she didn't know, and then she's like, I knew.
So then Phoebe finds out, and finds out that Rachel knew already.
Yes.
And then Ross runs back in.
Yes.
And they kind of play it off like, because they're screaming, he runs in, he's like, what's happening? And they're like, we're just so excited for you to get this apartment, yay! And they all jump around and hug. So they did that pretty well.
It's all very funny.
Oh, my voice is going, Michael. Oh, boy.
So we then cut to later in Central Perk, and the girls are debriefing over what they know. They're kind of swapping information, and like Phoebe is like probing Rachel for some information.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this is so great. Well, for Chandler, Monica could probably do better. And, you know, she has done better. We know she's done better. But
Dr. Richard Burke.
And Pete Becker.
Mm.
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
That doesn't mean anything.
Wow, doesn't hurt. They then inform Joey that Phoebe knows, and Joey's like, yeah, hooray, now we can come clean. We can tell them what we all know, and they can stop pretending, and we'll move on with our things. But Phoebe doesn't want to let them know that she knows. She wants to have a little bit of fun.
She has a plan in mind. She wants to kind of run with it.
Mm-hmm. And Joey's like, I don't want any more secrets. It's hard enough me keeping a secret about my little penguin toy, Hugsy.
Hugsy?
Hugsy.
How cute.
Yeah, that is pretty cute. I thought you would like that. But the girls have a plan. They're like, oh, whenever they do laundry, Rachel, you can give them laundry. And then Phoebe's like, I'll use my sexuality. And then Chandler comes in and she just starts flirting with him.
Yeah, and she, do you think she's a good flirt?
The whole thing made me very uncomfortable. I don't like someone being seduced by another person. It just makes me
Even when you know it's like funny.
But it wasn't funny. It was all, you know, Chandler's had trouble with the ladies. He's gonna get his heart broken.
So how did you ever manage to land anyone if you don't like to be seduced?
Because that's not how normal, like, things work. It's normally, like...
I thought that was actually okay. She did all the right things. She did a slight touch. She laughed.
Oh, a slight touch. She, like, fondled his arm and was like,
"No, she,
oh,
no,
what
she,
big muscles you have."
She gave him a compliment and was like, "Wow, this is really soft. Oh, my gosh. Wow, have you been working out your muscles?" And that's something you'd say to a friend. Like, "Wow, you're looking good. I can tell. You know, whatever."
Mm.
And then she'll bend down and be like, "Oh, I've got to get
she's
my
She's like,
bag.
"I have a secret that I you're the one person I can't tell." And I was like, "Oh, no, thank you."
No, it's good.
No, thank you.
It's good.
I disagree. Anyway, we then cut to later, and it's like pillow talk between Chandler and Monica. And Chandler tells Monica about his interaction with Phoebe, which I thought was very nice, because as a couple, they have no secrets. He's just coming clean, and he's like, you know, this is something maybe you would hide from your partner, because it's like, well, how is she going to react to this? But no, he's just like, yeah, Phoebe was flirting with me today as well, you know, because he doesn't want to have any secrets from her.
Yeah, but Monica didn't believe him for a second.
She like, didn't.
She thought that maybe he was misunderstanding what Phoebe was saying.
Yes. Because, yeah, she would just like, Phoebe does not think of you in that way.
Right. Which I think he kind of got offended by it.
Well, I mean, she is very dismissive of it. She's just like, no, no way. Never in a million years. We then get a crossfade to sometime later in the same apartment in a different room. And the friends are sitting about, and the girls are like, Monica, do you want to come to a movie with us? And she's like, oh, no, I'm going to do some laundry. Chandler, do you want to do laundry with me? And he's like, yeah, I'll do laundry with you. And Rachel's just like, oh, great, you can do my laundry. Here you go. And Phoebe gives her, like, a massive sack of quarters, and it's just like, oh, man, they are messing with them. Ross then comes in, and he reveals, oh, everybody's after this apartment. He's had, like, over 100 applications, but... I've sent him a little bribe that will push things in my favor. And they're like, oh, let's go see what the bribe is. And they look out the window and, like, he's been given a pinball machine.
A pinball machine, a mountain bike, and tons of, you know...
And a table full of baskets of muffins.
Yes. He's like, well, I got them a basket of mini muffins. They're like, wow, well, there's a lot here. Which one's yours? He's
a
like,
mini basket of mini muffins.
The smallest one. Yeah, so everyone else had the same idea, but they definitely took it to another level.
Ross.
That's a desirable apartment.
I guess, yeah. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to, like, pile on Ross, but his hair at this point is, uh-oh, like, a quarter of the size of his head now. Like, the distance between, like, the bottom of his hair and the top of his hair is about the same distance between, like, his forehead and the bottom of his eyes. Which is too much. He's got quite a long head anyway. And, like, that's just too much hair-to-head ratio.
Can we try putting your hair up that high?
He's like a greaser.
Can we try doing
it? He's like, hey, forget about it.
I get
no respect around here.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's getting no respect from me with a hairstyle like that. If he, I'll tell you what, if he shaved the side of his head and then kept it that length on top.
Oh, no, that's what, like, know. The English boys, you see.
Oh, nah, looking a bit like Corey Graves.
No offense.
The bad boy commentator.
To our friends in England.
I don't know.
Like, and the UK in general.
He could have been ahead of his time. He would have got all the respect.
You know, that's not really a thing in America, that hairstyle.
Yeah, it's good. It's fashionable. Phoebe is going out to the movie, but on the way out, she kind of makes a pass at Chandler, and she touches his bum, which, as we've established from past episodes where Ross's, Chandler's boss was patting his bum, he does not like that.
Right, he has gotten a lot of bum touching.
And he doesn't care for it, and it's never okay.
Without consent.
Without consent, which he has not given.
No. If I touch your bum, would you get upset?
I wouldn't like it, unless you asked.
And Michael, yes. Can I touch your bum?
Not right now. Monica is like, oh, God, I saw that. Yes, she was flirting with you. But then she immediately is like, oh, she must know about us. And Chandler's like, why are you so dismissive? And he's like, I don't know, you're probably right. And they go to confront Joey about it, who is sleeping in his chair. And when they come in, burst in on him, he has his little... Hugsy Penguin with him, who he quickly, like, throws over the back.
Aw, don't be embarrassed.
It's a funny little throwback. No, Joey, come on. They already bullied you out of a bag. Don't let them bully you out of a cute little penguin toy as well.
Of course not, no.
But they confront Joy, and Joy confirms, yes, they know about you. And now, the game is truly on. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Because they're not going to come clean. Again, Joy's like, well, now that you know that they know, everyone can just come clean. And they're like, no, but they don't know that we know that they know.
Right.
So, the game is very much on.
Something's afoot, Michael. Something's afoot.
Ross has taken to spying on Ugly Naked Guy to kind of get the advantage. Rachel suggests that he tries bonding with him, tries to like find out something he likes and use that as a way to bond with him so that he'll get the apartment. It was during this scene that I noticed that Joy was wearing a turtleneck.
Yep.
The turtleneck is like...
It's in for that time.
It went away between season 1 and season 5.
Oh, probably not.
There was a little while where we weren't getting turtlenecks.
No, yeah. But we were getting very large, like, oversized things. But, no, I remember being in the 90s and wearing turtlenecks.
The whole of the 90s, nothing but turtlenecks.
Mm-hmm. That's all I wore. Just turtleneck bathing suits, turtleneck sleepwear. It was a time to be
sleepwear.
Alive.
You
what
would
a
sleep
time.
With a turtleneck?
Yes, and I would wear turtleneck bathing suits. Were you listening to me?
I was not.
Okay, that's clear.
I was trying to decipher my notes. Ross did make reference to, oh, I have to go pick up Ben, but I'll think of something. And they're like, all right, you're going to pick up Ben.
Yeah, sure,
which
sure,
is,
sure.
You know, at least it's an attention to detail. No,
yes, they're trying.
There's never any time in this episode where Phoebe goes, oh, I'm just going to go see my dad, who I met in the last episode, and made a zero reference to this week.
Now that you've ruined that for me.
Wow. I mean, I just don't want to get your hopes up. I don't want, like, for the next 5 weeks, you'd be like, oh, I can't wait for Phoebe's dad to come back.
You know
what's
what, Michael, to
that?
Be fair, I'd already forgotten about that.
I know you have. I know you definitely
but
have.
But I didn't forget that Ross is supposed to have a son who's probably, like, what, 4 at this point? 5? 6?
Yeah, like 3 or 4, because he was born at the end of season 1, and here we are halfway through season 5. So, yeah, about 4.
Will we ever see the triplets?
Yeah, we see the triplets. Can't think when. But yeah, they come back into it. It's not like Bob Balaban. Like
who?
Phoebe's dad.
Oh.
Jesus Christ. Well, it's good that you've forgotten about him, because you may as well. I'm going to mention him every episode, but it's good that you forget.
Well, at least you'll keep him alive.
It's going to be like fucking Memento. Every episode I'm going to mention him, you're going to be like, who's that? And I know you don't get that reference, but that's okay. Chandler calls Phoebe on the phone, and he's like, oh, you should come around tonight. And Phoebe's kind of freaked out, but then they quickly realize that they're playing a game. So then they know that they know that they know about them.
Yes.
And so they're like, but they don't know that we know that they know that we know.
Right. Good stuff.
And Joey is now on this side of the conversation, and he's just like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so
he's
there
just
we
sick
are.
Of it.
Yep. So the game is on again.
Woo!
Just when you thought the game might be off, the game is still on. Ross goes round to Ugly Naked Guy's house, apartment, flat, and just applauds him for his naked lifestyle choice.
That's the only thing he could think of, I think, to talk to him about.
Well, yeah, he's only been spying on him, like, through the glass. Like, you wouldn't know that much about him.
Yeah,
apart
so,
from the fact
you know,
he likes to be naked. But, like...
But, yeah, he shows up and applauds him for it.
Yeah.
And... We see the back of Ugly Naked Guy. So we do get a glimpse of what they have been looking at, which is a white, overweight gentleman.
You scolded me one episode because I called him like, oh, he's the fat naked guy. And you were like, well, there's no evidence that he's fat. And you're like, you're right. There was no evidence that he's fat. But now there is.
There is now, but that doesn't make somebody ugly.
No, but I think he was ugly separately. He had a bit of a hairy back.
Yeah, brown, longish hair.
And he was he holding like a slushy cup from 7-Eleven
or
something?
Yeah, he was holding like a huge soda or something.
Like, yeah, like a mega gulp or what, I don't know. I don't know your American beverage container sizes, but yes, he was holding some such drink receptacle.
Oh my God. Receptacle?
Receptacle, yes.
Receptacle.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So then all the gang's together, and, like, Phoebe and Rachel are plotting on the couch, and then Monica and Chandler are like plotting by the door of the apartment, and you're just like, this is weird.
Right, like everyone knows what you're doing. It's just.
Yeah. But then Phoebe raises the stakes, and she's like, I will come over for some intercourse tonight.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so funny. Yeah, she's like, I'm really looking forward to seeing you tonight. He's like, yeah, really? You want to come over? She's like, yeah, I cannot wait to have sexual intercourse with you. And the way she says it is so funny. Like, you expect her to be like, I can't wait to fool around later, but no, it's just sexual intercourse. I loved it.
It's very good. And Chandler plays it very well as well. Matthew Perry's kind of like trying just to hold it together, because he's not slick, but he's trying. He's trying to play his part.
Mm-hmm.
They notice the ugly naked guy has a friend, and then they're like, oh my God, it's Ross, and the audience go mad. They're like, ah!
Right.
Obviously, you don't see it, because we never see that point of view into the apartment, but yes. Apparently, getting naked with ugly naked guy is what's going to seal the deal.
Yep, that's your way in. And honestly, when they're all looking, they're like, oh, look, he has a friend. I was looking at Rachel's face, specifically, wondering if she would be the one to realize. Because you would assume that maybe no one else has seen him naked. Maybe Monica, because they used to bathe together as kids and because there was a weird boundary.
Probably more recently as well.
Maybe his guy friends, because sometimes guys will just... I don't know.
No.
Like in the locker room.
Oh, yeah, because Ross spends all his time in the locker room with all of his jock pals.
But I was looking at her face to see if she would be the one to realize it. And no, it was someone else. I can't remember. And it all just happened at once, more or less. So, but I thought that would have been a good attention to detail.
Yep, good for you for looking for things that people would put no thought into.
Yes, thank you.
Anyway, it's showtime. The game is on, Elizabeth.
For the third time.
Phoebe is ready to go around to Chandler's. So they were all around Monica and Rachel's. And then Monica and Chandler left so that Phoebe could then come around. I don't know. But the game is on.
Yes.
At any rate.
The game is on.
Phoebe has dressed in some velour dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Did I use velour right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Could be velvet.
Yeah, velvet as well. And
velour and velvet.
Chandler is wearing his best, sweater cardigan.
He's wearing his best sweater vest over a...
Baggy long sleeve shirt.
Button-up. And I noticed that, maybe it was the style then, but the collars... back then were right. Huge.
Yeah.
They were huge.
It was the style at the time.
Oh, he looked like a freaking peasant.
And it basically turns into a game of chicken. So Monica's there. She's like, you're on my team. We're going to win this. It's just like, who's going to blink first?
And Monica runs and hides in the bathroom.
Yeah, terrible idea.
Like, what if Phoebe had to pee?
She should have just hidden in Joy's room, as you pointed out.
Yes, she should have hidden in Joy's room. And, you know, Phoebe knocks on the door and Chandler answers and you see... Rachel, just behind the wall. So they're all definitely trying to hear and understand what's going on. She comes in and...
They're both just pretending to be sexy.
Yes, they're trying to think that, ooh, this is... Yes, this is everything I've wanted. And then...
She pours wine and they both down, like, neck their glasses. Because they're both like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And then they just kind of start talking about doing it.
And then Phoebe dances for him.
Yeah, he like puts on music and she's doing some crazy movements and Chandler at this point needs a timeout. He runs into the bathroom where Monica is.
Well, I thought right before that, it seemed like they were both trying to make each other laugh.
Mm-hmm,
like it almost felt like it was like, I feel like they probably like recorded that scene a bunch and it was like, let's just try and do sexy like, fake sexy things and just try and make the other person like break, basically.
You know who's really good at being fake sexy?
Phoebe?
Me.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm terrible at being real sexy, but you bet your ass I'm good at being fake
okay,
sexy.
Okay, if you say so. Yeah, so he runs away into the bathroom. Well, they talk about, like, oh, I'm going to put lotion on you. So he goes to get lotion, and then Phoebe... But they both basically, like, go back to their corners, and they're like, oh, God, they're not going to break. They're not going to break.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joey, like, sort of turns up, and Rachel, like, recruits him. And is like, well, the sooner this ends, the sooner, like, you can go sit in your chair. So he's like, oh, yeah, good point. Just show him your bra. And he, like... removes like 5 buttons on Phoebe's dress with
like
the flick of a wrist.
It was amazing.
You're
I don't
very
know
impressed.
How he did it. He literally like sort of touched her, and all of a sudden it was just open.
Mm-hmm. Not his first time.
No,
as he points out.
And then you see Chandler in the bathroom with Monica, and he's like, she's not going to back down. She's asking me to get lotion. What do I do? And Monica's like, you know, don't give up. You got to do this. She's bluffing. She's going to back down. And then he looks around, and he's like, did you clean up in here? And I just love her.
Very good.
It's great. I want a friend like that. That'll be like, oh, hold on, I have to go to the bathroom. Goes into the bathroom. Comes out 20 minutes later, and the place is spotless. I'm recruiting all neat friends.
So they kind of resume their game, and they edge closer and closer together, and they do eventually, like, all right, we're going to kiss now, and they kind of lean in all awkward, and it's like they're looking away and, like, blinking, and then they get a little kiss.
But before that, you see them kind of awkwardly putting their hands places.
Oh, yeah.
And I notice you see Chandler going for Phoebe's breast, which is wide open at this point with her bra. And he goes for it, and you hear the audience being like, woo! And then he moves it up to her shoulder. And I was kind of relieved. I don't know why. I just couldn't bear the thought of him doing that.
It reminded me of, like, an awkward, like, couple dancing at prom. And not necessarily, like, the cupping the boob, but, like, when he's, like... Because when he moves his hand up to the shoulder, he doesn't even put his hand on his shoulder to begin with. He just kind of, like, hovers it over, like, an inch. It's like, I just thought of, like, an awkward couple... of, like, teenagers dancing together at prom where they're, like, too afraid to actually touch each
fully
other.
Fully touch, yeah.
They can't leave room for Jesus, obviously.
Course, yes.
And then they go to kiss, and they do kind of make minimum contact on the lips, and then Chandler basically immediately pulls away. He's like, I can't do it.
And Phoebe's like, why can't you do it? And he's like, because why? Because
he's in love with Monica.
And he says, it's because I'm in love with Monica, and everyone bursts in at that point.
It's a beautiful moment.
That's nice. I kind of had thought they already said, I love you to each other, but here I am as Elizabeth, not knowing things.
No.
So Monica comes out of the bathroom and hears that, and she's basically like, I love you too. Big kiss, and everyone's happy. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Well, you're not happy. You gagged when you actually...
But it was just like a full... It was like the mouths were so open.
No, when he said he loved her, you were like... Bleh.
Was that one? No, I wouldn't have blood someone's love.
Yeah, you're not happy with their love. Much to the chagrin
fine.
Of all of our listeners. You need to get on Team Monica and Chandler.
No, I don't have to.
Chanica.
Mandler. I like Mandler better.
Yeah, they're both good. We both had good ideas. So we don't need to rank them. The episode ends and the gang's like, yay, now Joey's like, everyone knows, hooray. And then they're like, well, actually, Ross doesn't know and we would like you to keep it a secret. And Joey's just like, And there's a with Joey like, oh, man. And then the episode ends and Ross is showing off his sweet new pad. He got the place, clearly.
Yeah, and he's showing it off to, what, a colleague?
It's the guy that stole his sandwich.
Oh, that asshole.
Remember the guy who made the...
Don't say it.
The honest mistake ate his sandwich. You know, it could have happened to anybody.
I think I said the M word in
there. Yeah, it's Alan from the museum who we established was some sort of supervisor who put Ross on his sabbatical. And he's showing the apartment. He's like, this is the new apartment for the new Ross. And he's like, oh, it looks like you're ready to come back to work. And then Ross is like, yes, absolutely. And then something catches his eye and he moves towards the window and he's like, he just starts yelling. He's like, get away from my sister!
What is that? No! No!
So you don't see what he sees, but it's implied.
It's implied that the only place that Monica and Chandler do it is in front of a large open window in the city of New York.
Mm-hmm. And so the episode ends and something tells me he's not going back to work right now.
No.
But at least he's moving out of Chandler and Joey's and we can get all those boxes out of their place.
Thank goodness. It was really stressing me out.
And that's the end of the episode. That was the one where everyone finds out. I'm going to just say it. And I said it quite recently with another episode. That might be in my top 5 Friends episodes. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I liked it. Yes.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. I need to have seen them all like 2 or 3 more times to... I think choose a favorite, I liked that.
You're looking for a show to kind of just watch. You should just start Friends again.
I think I would like to do that because, one, it would help me with bamboozles.
It would, it would help your bamboozles.
But two, I like shows that I can just put on and binge and just not really think about.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be perfect.
Well, Friends is a perfect...
Really,
binge show.
It is, but with these, I really have to pay attention to things, and I have to look with a critique's eye.
Now you have over 100 episodes that you could go back and start watching.
I could get through that in like a weekend.
Oh, wow.
That's so sad and true, isn't it?
So next up, we have season 5, episode 15, the one with the girl who hits Joey. So what do you think is going to happen in that episode?
He's going to get hit by a child, like an Orphan Annie type.
Yeah. It's a hard knock life for him.
I know.
Mm-hmm. How do you think the group dynamic is going to change now that everybody knows? Like, the whole half of this season, the whole half, has been Chandler and Monica sneaking around. And now everybody knows there's going to be no more sneaking around. Unless they go through the whole thing again, where it's like, Ross doesn't want them to know that he knows that they know.
Okay, no. I think it's done, like I predicted. Right?
You don't think Ross is going to try and seduce Monica?
Well, we've seen the tidbits early on with the hands and the rubs and the sitting on laps and the kissing on the lips. I think that Ross will have a lot of words. That's my sister. You have to treat her right. Blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, I think it'll just fizzle away. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, he's going to be cool with it.
Maybe not right at first, but I mean, he'll have to
And now, you know, we're moving out of the sneaking around. Now they're actually going to be just a couple.
Oh, they're just going to be all like PDA-ish.
Pada. All right. Well, we shall see in the next episode. Thank you all for listening to the Friends to the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. You can join in the fun and games on Twitter at FriendsPod. Please give us a tweet with your bamboozled scores if you were able to bamboozle Elizabeth, or if you were not able to bamboozle Elizabeth. You can also catch us over on Instagram, where we post our show notes and other funny observations. So check out that. If you want to help support the show, there's a number of ways you can do that. You can do it in a very fiscal sense by going over to patreon.com, searching for Friends to the End, and pledging a little bit of money that way. If you become a backer, there's lots of fun extra goodies that you're entitled to, including a surprise gift that goes out to our first 10 backers, which is still open and you are still eligible for. If you want to support us in other ways, you can head over to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a friendly rating or review. That really helps us reach a larger audience. And of course, the classic way, word of mouth, telling a friend is always a great way to help us reach a larger audience, which is all we're trying to do at the end of the day. All right, Elizabeth.
Michael.
Go on.
Remember how you said that, I remember this, they say friends in every episode?
I had forgotten that, but yes, I guess. Yes, I had read somewhere that they say friends in every episode.
I really would like to go back and count the amount of times you say classic.
Oh, well, probably every episode, because every episode is a classic episode.
No. And this time doesn't count, because you don't say it about all of them.
That was kind of a running gag for the first couple of episodes, the first couple of seasons.
It was very hilarious.
I think people really enjoyed it.
I mean, people are still talking about it.
All right. Well, we do get tweets. People are like, oh, truly a classic episode.
Yeah, I bet they tweet that at you, and that makes you feel good. You feed off it.
It's all about building a brand. Building running gags, you know, this is a journey people are going on. It's, you know, it's show business, kid. I know you don't know much about it, but, you know, just grab onto my coattails and I'll take you along for the ride.
There's no business like show business. There's no business I know. Everything about it is appealing.
All right. See you all next time.
Bye.